How's business?
Well, doing good. We got a beautiful day here in Denver.
I wish we could say the same out here. It's cold as hell and gloomy. That's what you'll be walking into on Saturday night. Let me ask you about preparations for the Patriots. What did you learn from them in the first matchup, and what have you seen from them on tape since?
Well, you know, it's like, every game, this is a little bit like, a second go-round in a division, and the fact that, it's been within a month we played, here in Denver, and this go-round we're up in Foxborough. So, there's familiarity on both sides, and, like all games, it's going to come down to who executes best on game day.
Do you have any trepidation at all about Josh McDaniels being able to give away any company secrets about Tim Tebow, Demaryius Thomas, where you guys hide the cookies or anything like that up there?
Not really. I mean, every organization has a building full of pro scouts, scouting departments. Our write-ups are fairly big on every player that's on both teams as it is. So, this is going to come down to really the Broncos and Patriots.
Is this any different in your mind than a coach calling another coach for advice? Like, is it different for you, Josh, being in, say, the film room as opposed to being on the other end of a phone line?
Not really. I mean, we change players with teams all throughout the year, I'm really kind of a lot about nothing.
Why has Demaryius Thomas been a completely different player since the start of December?
He had some injury issues a year ago, had some injuries through this season, and, he hasn't had a lot of opportunities. And, like any young player, the more opportunities they get, typically they get better. So, I think he's a young, talented player that's, getting better every time out.
New England had success, except for that one Doomerville sack where he almost sawed Brady in half. But they otherwise had great success neutralizing what's been a very good pass rush for your team. What were they doing differently other than simply doing their jobs?
Well, I think, they executed way better than we did. And as I told you before, that's typically, what happens. And, we're going to try our best to avoid that again.
When you examine the first quarter of the last time you guys played, what were you doing so right running the ball, and then what were the struggles when they went to that 3-4 look?
Well, I don't know. They played the 3-4 in the first quarter as well. They're multiple fronted, just like, most teams in the league. They play a little even spacing, a little odd spacing, a little bear or diamond look, and, basically the same three fronts everybody in the league runs. I think in that game, we had three turnovers and the game got a little bit out of hand, and then you start playing catch up, and that's never a fun spot to be in for anything.
Does the team feel like it's got some unresolved business? Because, I mean, do you guys feel like you should have won that game until it really got out of hand because of the turnovers? Do you get what I'm saying?
Not at all. It was what it was, and this time we're one of eight teams still in the tournament, and we've got a real big game in Foxborough.
John, what's your relationship like with Bill Belichick? I know he's spoken about it in the past a little bit, but can you just refresh our memory a little bit? You guys have an off-field relationship and friendship?
Yeah, I mean, I've known Bill a long time. He's been in the league a long time. He drew on his expertise on the defensive side of the ball. He was in New York the same time I was. We were on different teams, but, still a unique situation, where there's, two teams in the same city. So I've had great respect for Bill and, enjoyed his friendship over the years.
You guys were able to slow down both Welker and Gronkowski the first time around. What did you guys do, and do you anticipate being able to shut them down again?
Well, I think you remember what kind of day Hernandez had. You forgot to say his name. they've got tough matchups. They're all great players. Tom's as good as anybody at, finding those matchups. And, it'll come down to that again this time, I'm sure.
I'm just curious, when you put together a defensive game plan, they do have a lot of weapons. you know, guys who can be dynamic if you single cover them. What goes into the decision about who to devote attention to, whether it's Gronkowski, Welker, or anyone else?
Well, I think the fact that there's more than one or two names you just rattled off makes it hard for any defensive coach to defend in, you know, the New England offense. So, you know, at the end of the day, you just try to mix it up and, you know, and try to win some of those matchups.
Oh, apologies for bringing it up, but how often do you think back to Super Bowl 38?
Oh, Lord, I'll never forget it. I don't say that I dwell on it, but, you know, it's the only one I've been in as a head coach, and, you know, those things are no fun losing.
Is playoff experience overrated? Is that something that we kind of tend to blow out of proportion a little bit?
It can be. I think the fact, you know, that we've got guys in our building that have been in them, and I'm sure Bill leans on the guys in your building that have been in them. You know, how it picks up. I mean, it's most people describe it as a, you know, a three-level intensity season. There's, you know, preseason, there's regular season, and there's playoff season. So, you know, I think it brings it up a notch because, you know, if you lose, you go home. And so I think the idea of, you know, I think that same leadership, though, in any big game is critical, whether it's playoffs or, you know, a division race or what have you through the regular season.
What's your regard for Tom Brady as a quarterback, not just currently, but maybe as it exists in the annals of football? You've been in the league for a long time.
Well, I think, you know, we've competed many times, and, you know, you brought up that nice one in 03. Actually, might have been 04 calendar year. But, so I think that kind of states what I think of him.
Pain in the ass.
Well, in a good way. with all, you know, that's being very respectful.
Yes.
When you took over Denver, the team that had the number two pick in the draft, I mean, did you foresee the amount of success that you would have had in your first season there?
You know, I don't think you ever really foresee, you know, I think if you could foresee that well, you might get the racetrack or something. But, you know, I think it's been a lot of hard work. We've got a good staff. We've got a good bunch of guys that have worked very hard. And, you know, early on, especially with no offseason, I don't think you know, it's hard to get that indication. But, you know, even 1-4, I still liked our team and, you know, thought we could get better, and we've been able to do that.
John, just one quick one. Has your team needed to have a level of maturity and poise to be able to deal with all the attention thrust upon one second-year player who is, you know, and he didn't ask for it, but there's been so much conversation about Tebow, and there doesn't seem to be any rancor among his teammates about all the attention?
You know, that's a dynamic that really happens outside our building. You know, I think Tim definitely has all the respect in the world from his teammates, and like you mentioned earlier, he doesn't seek it. You don't really have any control over it. You know, we've got good guys in that locker room, and they've got great respect for him, and he has great respect for his teammates, and, you know, we've not had any issues.
John, what's your take on Josh McDaniels jumping on board with the Patriots?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, an earlier question is, you know, I think it's, you know, I mean, I know Josh a little bit, and it's always better to be employed as a coach than unemployed. So, you know, we change personnel in this league quite a bit. I mean, coaches change cities and players change cities, and it's kind of what we sign up for.
So you guys aren't scrambling, changing all the play calls and everything like that, are you?
No, because he doesn't even know our offense. Our offense is completely different, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have a safe flight out here.
All right, we'll do. You guys make sure the weather's nice for us.
All right, we'll take care of that.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.
Ask Tebow to fix it for us.